From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The troubled 19-year-old man accused of the latest mass shooting in the United States was ordered held without bond Thursday during a brief court appearance. Nicholas Cruz was charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder. His court appearance came hours after President Trump gave a brief White House address about the tragedy, saying he was speaking to a nation in grief.
To every parent, teacher, and child who is hurting so badly, we are here for you, whatever you need, whatever we can do to ease your pain.
Trump said he would meet soon with officials from across the country to tackle the difficult issue of mental health in preventing mass killings and making school safety our top priority. He did not, however, mention any new gun control proposals. A federal appeals court has ruled that the latest version of President Trump's order restricting travel is unconstitutional because it unlawfully discriminates against Muslims. In a 9-4 decision, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, Virginia, said that after examining official statements from Trump and other White House officials, quote, "we conclude that the proclamation is unconstitutionally tainted with animus toward Islam." The court upheld a lower court injunction that had been issued against the so-called travel ban, but stayed the decision pending the Supreme Court's upcoming consideration of the travel order. The Fourth Circuit joins the Ninth Circuit as the second federal appeals court to rule against the ban. This is VOA News. South Africa now has a new president, less than 24 hours after Jacob Zuma's late-night resignation. Cyril Ramaphosa, a successful businessman and longtime member of the African National Congress Party, who was instrumental in the push to force Zuma to resign, took office.
And I'll seek to execute that task with humility, with faithfulness, and with dignity as well. That is what I will seek to do.
Ramaphosa was sworn in on Thursday in Cape Town after he was nominated in Parliament without opposition. The occasion came just over 12 hours after Zuma's sudden concession to his party's mounting insistence that he step down before his term ended in mid-2019. The United Nations says the number of civilians killed or wounded as a result of the armed conflict in Afghanistan fell by 9% last year, but warns of increased harm to civilians this year as warring sides are expected to intensify hostilities. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence says representatives from American intelligence agencies will meet with state officials Friday and Monday for a classified briefing on election security. In a statement, the intelligence office said the meeting will involve secretaries of state, state election directors, and members of the Election Assistance Commission as part of an ongoing effort to ensure the integrity and security of the nation's election infrastructure, particularly as the risk environment evolves. The briefings are expected to focus on increasing awareness of the intentions and capabilities of the United States' foreign adversaries. They're also expected to address dealing with threats. And the U.S. Senate on Thursday rejected all four immigration proposals that it had considered during a week of deliberations dedicated to addressing the legal status of young undocumented immigrants who could be at risk of deportation beginning March 5th. Failing to advance in the Senate were two bipartisan proposals granting young immigrants a path to citizenship and boosting U.S. border security. President Trump's favored plan received the fewest votes of all, getting just 39 votes in the 100-member chamber. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.